Live right here, Win at the Horses podcast, Bill Kelly and Joe Kelly doing it to it, talking horses and the upcoming hot, steamy weekend of racing, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Del Mar. And lots of changes suddenly, but understandable, I think, in this case, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I say that. I mean, here I'm in Vegas and it's 108, so which is the same, you know.
Exactly. So, but is it? You have to have air conditioning out in Vegas, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody in their right minds really goes, you know, out that or spends that much time. I mean, I walk a lot, but normally if you go to a book, it's all the casinos are air conditioned and your car is air conditioned and, you know, so your house.
Yeah. So how are you doing so far with the Saratoga meeting, you know, 4 or 5 days into it?
Today, for some reason, I didn't do very well. Yesterday, it's funny. Yesterday, with the rain and everything, there were a lot of big prices,
right?
You know, so I did okay in one, and then kind of balanced out everything. But I was just playing Del Mar and hit the trifecta in the fifth race, so that's great.
Yeah, that'll put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
So we touched a little briefly on the Del Mar meet last week, and I mean, we're only like a day and a half into the season. Do you see it as a promising meet coming up?
I don't know. Yeah, you know, yesterday was all favorites. I think there was one long shot, right?
Yeah, I think there was. Yeah.
Yeah. But everything else was, you know, odds on. They're, you know, pretty. It looked to me like it wasn't necessarily in the dirt races that you had to be on the lead, but you had to be close, and you had to close, but you know, be the best closer. You know, so you heard about the tragedy this morning, right?
No. Tell us about it. I missed that one.
There were three of the Baffert horses were working out of the gate, and they got to the turn, and there was a horse from Carla Gaines that threw the rider.
Right.
It was a 2-year-old spun and propped, and the rider came off, and the horse started running towards the three horses. Talamo was on the outside, was able to get his horse to the far outside, but the horse on the inside, this horse hit head on. Both horses were killed.
Oh, wow.
And instantly, I mean, you know, they just, they hit head on, and the jockey was taken to the hospital, but apparently he's okay.
Okay.
So,
wow. I mean, you think about it, they would have everything under control, but it's just,
freaky. You see the workouts in these tracks. I mean, you know, they've got so many horses working along the inside rail and then a bunch of gallopers on the outside, you know, I mean, there's tons of horses on the track at the same time. And, you know, this has happened in the past.
Right.
And it's unavoidable, unfortunately. But, I mean, we lost two horses, but at least the humans were okay.
Yeah, I'm just checking out on Horse Racing Nation. One of the jockeys has they have a picture of him in the hospital, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Asael Espinoza, yeah.
Yeah, the bug boy. I think he was complaining about lower back pain.
Right.
But apparently he's okay.
Yeah, so another chapter to, you know, with the media is going to be looking at that as well. But, you know, we just move on and hopefully those things don't repeat itself down the line.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much you can do about it. I mean, these horses have to work every day. I mean, you know, either it's walking or galloping or actually breezing, you know, they've got to be, they can't be standing in their stall all the time.
Right. And, you're well versed on the Hong Kong racing scene. Do they work horses any different than they do out here? Do you see any difference?
No, the only thing that Hong Kong seems to do that's different is I think the galloper, you know, they don't work horses fast like mm-hmm. they do here. You know, it's rarely that you see most of their horses go, half a mile in like 53 to 55 to 56. You know, they're more, a little more than galloping, but not not overly so, you know. Right. Not the fast works. So they have because they have all of their workouts are live. Actually, you can go to their website and watch them.
Right.
But I think that they kind of keep the workers away from the gallopers, and they use the all-weather track, which most of their works are on those, and then they have some work on the turf, and then they have a kind of an inner track that I think they use for galloping, you know. So that it's things like what happened today would not necessarily happen,
right?
But this is a fluke. It's just a fluke. You can't blame anybody for it.
Yeah. This upcoming weekend, Del Mar, have you taken a look at some of the stake races?
I didn't look at Del Mar. I looked more at Monmouth.
Okay.
The stake races. Let's talk. I'm assuming that because they're near the shore, that Monmouth's going to be okay, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Let me pull
let's dive into hopefully Saturday's card, which has a lot of great stakes and should be the main focus of the day, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. With Saratoga gone now, that card is now moved to Sunday. I mean, I don't know what the weather is in your area, but is it supposed to cool off?
Yeah. I think Saturday and a good portion of Sunday is going to be really hot, really a lot of Saratoga and humid, and we've got the excessive heat warnings up. And I think Sunday's going to start off like that. It's been pretty muggy. I mean, it's summertime here. So, but I think Saturday's going to be a tough one.
Go ahead.
No. I was saying, but still not Las Vegas consistency.
Yeah. Well, you know, the temperature is actually hot, but it's not humid. That's right. That's makes a big difference, you know? So I thought I had looked. Well, let's just go through the card
You're listening to Win at the Horses podcast. Bill Kelly and Joe Kelly diving into some of the weekend's action. And let's talk about Saturday at Monmouth Park, Oceanport, New Jersey. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the Haskell, which is race 12.
Okay.
And looking at this race, there looks to be a considerable amount of speed.
Right.
A lot of speed.
Yeah.
The only true closer is the six, Everfast, who ran in the Didn't he finish second in the
Preakness? Yeah.
But he's a long shot. It really comes down to me to Mucho Gusto and Maximum Security. Mucho mm-hmm. Gusto is I've been married to this horse. I had him in the Future Derby, dating right. back to last year, the first one that came out. He never got to the Derby, but I've always been intrigued by the horse, and he seems to have turned it around in the last few times. Actually, his record is fantastic, really.
Yes.
Yeah. 5 wins out of 7 races. Is that what it was?
Yeah, exactly. He's been in the money in all the starts, and seems to be on the improve.
Yeah. And he's a horse that doesn't necessarily need the to be on the lead, although he's got a lot of, he can be up close, which you need to be at Monmouth.
Right.
And has a closing kick. So he's, to me, it's not really a big betting race, because of the short prices. The cheap speed is spun to run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think Maximum Security is always right there. So, he's going to be. And then you got Jovia, is also a big speed horse.
Right.
So, you might, to me, I would, if I was playing it, I'd play the Mucho Gusto and Maximum Security over Everest. And maybe an all in the third spot, because anybody can hang on for the third there.
And Bob Baffert has shipped for this race pretty well in the past.
I think last year was one of the few years he lost, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in any event, that's where
Showtime is 5:47 Eastern time. And all eyes will be on that with the Haskell. Yeah. So let's talk about more on the card. Where do you want to go?
Well, let's go to the Windstar Matchmaker, which is 9 furlongs on the turf. And here if I remember correctly, you've got pull this up here. The horses that I had originally earmarked were Valor Victorian number 3, who's going to be the speed of the race. Then you got number 6, Competition
of
Ideas.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah, who's a closer, but his speed figures would. Is that horse, is that a brown horse?
Yeah, it's a brown Clarivet Stables. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, he's going to be not only he's going to be the favorite, but he's certainly figures on anybody's figures. He looks to be the main contender. That seems to be the two horses that you'd maybe my sister's Ledge is another
yeah,
one.
Sister's Ledge, yeah.
Who would, maybe clunk up for third on something,
I think they based the name on Sister Sledge, the singing group. We Are Family.
The singing group, that they were the Pittsburgh Pirates theme song, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. Willie Stargell. Yeah.
Right. That crowd.
Yeah.
Was Clemente on that team?
I think he had already passed by then. I could be wrong, but I think that song came, you know, after this.
Was that his
Bill
year?
Matlock. Huh? Bill Matlock. I think Bill Matlock
was playing third. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Manny well, Sapien. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The, and then moving on quickly to the grade three. Grade three 10th race. Mm-hmm. I had Cold Front's going to be in front, and that's right. Cold Front is a Pletcher horse, right?
Yeah, and Johnny V. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, he'll be the favorite, but I thought that the Monongahela, who's going to close very well, is also a candidate, and that may be a little more of a price. Plus Lemonade Thursday could be something,
You're looking to attack the favorite Cold Front.
Yeah, because the problem that I see with Monmouth, it's really a speed favoring track, at least every race I see. I don't play it a lot.
Right.
It always seems to be horses that are, either on the lead or very close to the lead. You rarely see somebody coming from really back there. I mean, the best closer to me would be, as I said, the four would be a closer, and then the seven, Bal Harbor, would be a closer.
Right. So they don't have a stat yet for horses that run good for 100 degree temperatures or more. They haven't worked that out to give us some insight. Not yet.
Well, it's. I think the people that they're most concerned about is not necessarily the horses. They'll get hot. But the humans are the ones they're worried about.
Yeah, they want some good handle, and they don't want trouble at the track.
Right. I guess it would be bad with jockeys fainting in the middle of a race.
Yeah, right.
So,
how do you have any take on how the Monmouth turf plays in general, or do you think it's pretty even?
No, races that I've seen, Joe, are still more favor, more speed favoring, mm-hmm. meaning you can't come from real deep to win there. That's right. My impression on that, whether it's true or not. I looked this up, and they haven't run too many 9 furlong turfs there, but when you go to 8.5 furlongs, they're more, at the second call, most of the horses are within, you can't be any more than 3 lengths back.
Okay.
All right. I mean, it just seems that you got to be somewhat close. Let's see if the, because I looked at this morning, and since they started this season, they've only run 2 9-furlong turf races.
Okay.
And one actually a claimer was it came from deep, but other than that, it was pretty much on. It's funny, you had to be able to close in the stretch, but you needed to be close. So I would say up close would be the secret there.
So you are listening to Win at the Horses podcast. Bill Kelly and Joe Kelly going through some of the weekend highlights Monmouth Saturday will be the big focus, and Saturday cancellation at Saratoga, and the entire card moved to Sunday. I didn't catch any announcement. They're not running on Monday. They'll just redo the races.
I didn't see anything about Monday.
Okay.
So and the races from Saturday, the way they were drawn, they will remain the same. So they're just moving the card from Saturday to Sunday. Now, what they're doing with the Sunday horses, I don't know.
Right. So
it's a good suggestion about right. the moving it to Monday. I mean, they used to run consistently on Monday, but the I haven't seen anything official there.
Yeah, they said that temps 105 to 110 out there with humidity, and so it's good good call to take a day off on a Saturday. And you know.
Yeah, but the thing that amazes me is, why do they think Sunday's going to be different?
Yeah, it may just be a little bit different, but not too much. Yeah.
Yeah, you would. I mean, it's. I don't know. It just seems different. Although I'll tell you, the Saturday card, when I looked at the Saturday card, and they had one pretty good race, but the rest of them were pretty ordinary races.
Right.
Did you see anything different there?
No, I'm kind of on the lines. You know, races 4 through 7. You had 3 out of the 4 maiden races. You got a pretty decent sprint. The 10th race, and the Coaching Club Oaks is the showcase race. They're having that one earlier in the card. Yeah, not too many takers for the stalls there. Only 5 horses in that one.
Yeah. So, okay. Where were we?
Do you have anything left on Monmouth, or did you want to move over to Saratoga?
Well, you mean for Sunday?
Yeah. The Saturday card for that's being run on Sunday.
Okay. Let me see what the.
All right.
I wish I was, for some reason, when they said they were, I stopped looking.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking at the card, I mean, you got the stakes race is the 10th race, right? Stakes. And it's a 5.5 furlong turf.
Yeah, the turf, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically there you're talking about you got to be pretty much inside to win that race, you know?
Right.
Almost like inside 5.
You know? Now, let me ask you this for those that use Timeform and, you know, the speed numbers for a turf, do you put any emphasis on the speed numbers, or do you look at kind of distance and success on the course itself?
Interesting. With Timeform, I look at the what they forecast as a pace, not necessarily the number. But when you see, like, the race we were talking about at Monmouth, the Haskell, I mean, when you see how many horses did they have in that race? It's
7 or 8.
Seven races, horses, and you got essentially 5 of them all want the lead. Mm-hmm. You know the pace is going to be hot.
Right.
You know, so you look at their pace projector and it's very hot. So if it's, you would think that you would try to secure a horse that came from off the pace. But the problem with the horse that comes from off the pace, the 6, comes from so far back. It's so contrary to the usual success story on Mammoth's races, you know.
You mean Saratoga?
I was just talking about the Haskell.
Saratoga
is fairer, I think. But except for the 5.5, there you're talking about, you got to be close. You got to have some close, but you got to be inside. To win at Saratoga just doesn't seem to work unless you're close, inside gates. Get outside, it really limits your chances of winning.
You have any opinion on that Coaching Club Oaks? Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say if I was going to play, I'd play the. Because of the it was canceled for Saturday, I really don't have the program numbers in here. But is it?
No, I think we're looking at the wrong race.
Which one? Caress Stakes?
The Coaching Club. Oh, okay, we'll go down to the Caress. Okay.
Oh, no, I was looking from the bottom up.
Okay.
You want to go to the Coaches? That's fine. The Coaches Club is,
yeah.
I can work with. The this race is, what is it? Guarana.
Yeah, the Brown, Jose Ortiz.
He's going to be odds on. I don't really see a whole lot of, the number two horse, I guess, would be Boxwood.
Yeah. Champagne, then, anyone.
Yeah. And then Point of Honor. Mm-hmm. You know, those three horses. I mean, basically, the Brown horse is he's got the speed. And I would think that he's going to control things.
So it might be one just to kick the feet up and just wait.
I didn't see anything there. Going down to the 10th race, the two horses that I saw that might have a chance against the odds were the Mom in You.
Number 7, yeah.
Is that, I don't have the program number, so.
Yeah, number 7, Jim Toner.
Yeah. And then the JC Shooting Star would be another candidate. Looking at his record, he's 0-2 at Saratoga, but, and then, of course, the George Arnold horse, Morticia.
Right.
Who should be the favorite, I would think.
Yeah, shipping in from Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
See, so if your number 9 takes this one, it should make for a good wrap up on the week.
Yeah, I would say got a punch your shot there. He's coming from his third start off the bench, and has some. He's got a little giddy up to him, and should be in contention there. The only thing is he's coming from dirt to turf, which probably is not advantageous, but.
But they're giving it a go, yeah.
Yeah, and if the price is right, he's certainly worth a look.
Right, and that's the look at the Saturday card, which has been moved to Sunday at Saratoga, and a little change on there. What do you think? I mean, do you think they'll just eat one day, or will they add one somewhere down the line? How do you think they handle that?
Joe, I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, to me, why would you give up a date?
Yeah, I know. Right.
the fact that you're I mean, you've run on Mondays before. That's right. A very good suggestion. Just take the Sunday card and move it to Monday.
Right. Or 20 races on Labor Day. Going away.
Or like Mammoth does. They what? We've run
13 or so.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think they have 14 on Saturday, don't they?
Well, it could be. Yeah. Wow. Brad Thomas is probably diving into it right now. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. 14. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the reason they have the two after the Haskell is what they call the walkout races. You know, people.
Right.
So they maybe space out the traffic a little bit.
Yeah.
My
first winner was on one of those
walkouts.
After the big,
Belmont Stakes. That.
Yeah, Mr. Right. Tyler. Yeah, I think it was the last.
The Belmont, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Belmont was Stakes. After the Belmont.
Yeah, and I'm thinking back to that. This was before the spread of cell phones. We went down in two separate cars.
Yes.
And got lost finding each other at the track. I think it took us like 3 races before we hooked up with everybody.
Yeah, and we were all in the back area of the Belmont, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Those were good times.
Who the horse that won the Belmont that year? Wasn't that the horse that that injured Lucas's son?
I think you're right. Yeah, because it was a Lucas horse who won the race, right?
I can't remember the name. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to
and
get.
He was favored in the Derby, I thought, and didn't run well, if I remember correctly. And
Tabasco Cat.
Tabasco Cat. That's it.
Yeah,
that was it.
1994. Right. 25 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Goodness.
Yeah. So. And a little known thing, when you talk to Kevin, he probably doesn't remember, he was too young, but Jim Kelly promised him a car when he was able to drive, go on the road down there.
Yeah, I think he's still looking for it.
Yeah, he's still looking for it. And Jim Kelly having the radar detector in the car going down there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah. So that was, well, Jim, if you're out there listening, you know, have a good laugh.
Your memory is better than mine. I do remember the horse, and I do remember your winning the next race.
Yeah, I think it was the next or the second race after that. But
yeah. It was the last race of the day, anyway.
How about your first winner? Do you remember that?
Jeez, no, I honestly don't.
Right.
I really don't.
Your mom was running bets for you, right?
Yeah. I don't think so. Oh.
But she was a horse lover, right?
Yes, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. She really liked well, I mean, she liked to go to the races, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I only went a few times in her life, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, it's funny. You're asking me who's I have no idea. I have no idea. Couldn't remember. Oh. You know, I do remember winning a Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Cannonero? Was it Cannonero or
Cannondale? No. No.
This is way back.
We're going to pull that up for you.
It was back. Cannonero. I think he was, wasn't he a Whittingham horse?
Cannonero.
Yeah.
Is it Cannonero number 2?
Yeah.
1971. Gustavo Avila.
Yeah.
Was the trainer, yeah.
And he paid a decent price, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, that was 1971, and I don't have the odds listed here, but you were the winner.
Yeah. Well, I got a tip on the way to the office that day.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were working at Penny's, right?
Yeah, I was working at Penny's, and one of my associates said that this horse is, this is the horse you bet. So,
right.
I did.
So Penny's had a good football pool too. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. So, all the fun. So, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that was those.
Before we wrap up, this kind of, like you mentioned, might be abbreviated version because of some of the changes in the racing cards. But did you see the Hofburg race today?
No, I it's funny. I turned off Saratoga and went to Del Mar and didn't see it. Did he win or?
Yeah, he won and won handily. I mean, he just, came from off the pace.
Everybody was talking him down. Most overrated three-year-old. And
Right. Might need a race.
Yeah.
So, just he was ready. So,
where did he go off at any price?
I think he went off as second favorite. Flowers for Lisa went off as the favorite.
Okay.
And second place was Roman Union, I think, with Manny Franco. Yeah. So,
do you see anything in your? I mean, you've been doing okay at Saratoga. How do you see things?
Nothing spectacular. It's been kind of a steady meet so far. Maybe the fireworks will start coming up. There's one race for tomorrow. I think tomorrow there's a 1 3/8 turf race that I was looking at. Joe Sharp had two horses in there.
Oh yeah. I think I handicapped that. Hang on, let me pull that up.
Yeah. I think you did. Yeah, it's the seventh race.
Race seven, yeah. Okay. I saw this.
We were completely on different sides of the fence on this one.
Oh, really? I went wide on the outside.
Right.
Let me just take a look. I had the Pletcher horse, number 9, Pillar Mountain.
Oh, yeah, and Pillar Mountain, yeah.
And then Crack Speed is another one I thought. A Clement horse looks to be the speed in the race. So I was hedging my bets there, taking a horse that looks to be coming from off the pace and a speed horse. And
I do like Rosario on those – long route races for some reason. Hit a couple with him.
He's got a good sense of pace. He does very well.
Right. So,
they all do. I mean, one thing about turf racing is you can discount most of the time jockey, but in turf races, particularly in the States, it looks like the best. It's rarely that these, jockeys that are less than 10% winning races and stuff, they don't do well.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're not aboard in this race. I'm just looking at the stats on these. Everybody there meets the standard of a good turf. I mean, a good jockey. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm surprised that Pletcher's got two horses in the race. Mm-hmm. And Johnny V's on a toner horse.
That's right. That's right. Who's Pletcher's first call is Johnny V, right?
Yeah, usually yeah. Johnny V. Right. So I mean the Pletchers are. He's got Rosario up, who's only 8% winning with Pletcher.
Okay.
And. What was the 7 is the other one, and IRAD's up on that one. Now, IRAD's got a 23% winning percentage with Pletcher. So, and looking at his, he's got a super. I mean, it's a good horse, the seven.
Right.
But he likes to finish second.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely include and right, might be best suited underneath, right?
I'd play him a little heavier underneath than I would on top.
Right.
Who did you see?
Well, I was looking at the sharp horses, but then I kind of looked at I lost my train of thought here. Mm-hmm. Two and the six, but the six.
Oh, the sharp horses, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know how strong those fairgrounds races for something like this.
I don't know. The fairgrounds have done okay. I wouldn't be afraid of them.
Okay.
They've been doing
fairly somewhat, well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And the two as both horses actually have run pretty well at Saratoga's course, so we'll have to see. That should be a really competitive race.
Yeah, I would say that looks like a real good one.
Did you look at the Lake George, the ninth race at all?
Yeah, I done that one. What was my thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. The two and the seven were your top two.
I guess I like the two and the seven.
Yeah. And this is why you like some.
The only thing with the two, and you know, I mean, it's a Wesley Ward horse. How bad can you be? Right. And he's beaten the one last time out. The seven is Chad Brown. It takes a genius to figure that one out, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you play the seven up and, you know, win in place, and you maybe take that horse and key box him with all, you probably end up with the exacta, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely looks like a solid horse.
Yeah, yeah. With Jose up, it's, he's won, believe it or not, with Brown, he's won 28% of the time.
Wow. So, yeah, he's just amazing jockey.
Yeah, and particularly on turf. He really is a good. You know, the funny thing, I read something recently, and I haven't checked at all with the stats at Saratoga, but downstate with the two Ortiz brothers, if they're on any horse that's 6-1 or above,
yeah,
their winning percentage is very poor.
Yeah, I think I read the same thing. It's Johnny Camardo put together some stats,
which is surprising, you know. I mean,
yeah,
I say it's surprising. I mean, the two of them are two of the best jockeys, and they get the pick of the horses. You know, it's rarely right that they get on a pony and run. So, I mean, the stats are probably a little, deceiving.
Right.
Because they don't ride beneath the bank shots. You know?
Yeah.
But it is true that, particularly Jose, long shots, not his cup of tea.
Well, you don't have to worry about with blowout. Should Met go as the favorite? One of the top two, sure.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the problem. I mean, it's not a betting race. I mean, it looks like a good race to watch, but you're talking about seven horses, you know, in a grade three race. And what? No, not even seven. It's six, because one of them is
right,
main track only.
Yeah, exactly. So
six. You can't bet horse races like that.
A little underwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to make money in a race like that was if you took the long shot in the board and you happened to win, you know?
Which was...
There's no other way.
Right. So that's our take of what's going to be happening this weekend. Bill Kelly and Joe Kelly, you can listen to the podcast. Tell your friends at winatthehorses.com, and we can recap next week all the action at Monmouth. And do you have anything else, topics?
No, I would say that Monmouth is the card to play. You know, everybody stay cool.
Yeah, that's right. Coming from the man who deals with the heat every day, Bill Kelly, out in Vegas.
That's why it really, when I hear, you know, it's going to be over 100 in Saratoga and they cancel races.
Bunch of wimps.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do know. Listen, I lived in the East a long time. I know that there's a difference between over 100 there and 100 here, you know.
Yeah, so, it's just the humidity when it gets like that. Yeah, it's just, it's tough.
But it's more, I think it's more for the human beings than the horses.
Right. Yeah, sitting out in the picnic area with that kind of stuff might not be the best thing. Yeah. So, hey, great wrap up of what might happen this weekend. Bill Kelly's take on the races, Saratoga and Monmouth and Del Mar. I'm sure we'll be talking more about Del Mar as it progresses through. And thanks, Dad.
Okay, Joe. Yeah. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully we'll all be smiling and talking next week.
Yeah. Go Monte Cristo or Monte, whatever his name is.
Yeah, right. All right, thanks.